Kaladin stepped directly into the pursuer's path and dropped his spear. The creature had acted as he had each time before, dropping a husk and streaking toward Kaladin to grapple him.
That's one husk spent.
Turning at the last moment, Kaladin caught the pursuer's hands as they reached for him. Thrumming with stormlight, Kaladin held the pursuer's wrists. The creature was stronger than he was, but he only had to give Teft and Lift enough space to work. And Kaladin had discovered something during their last fight. The pursuer was not a soldier.
Give in, little man. I am as unavoidable as the coming storm. I will chase you forever.
Good.
Bravado!
The pursuer managed to hook Kaladin's foot, then used his superior strength to shove Kaladin to the ground. The best Kaladin could do was hang on and pull him down as well. The pursuer kneed Kaladin in the gut, then twisted to get him in a hold.
So foolish!
Kaladin writhed, barely able to keep from being immobilized. Syl flittered around them. As the pursuer tried for a lock, Kaladin twisted around and met the pursuer's eyes, then smiled. The pursuer repositioned to press Kaladin against the ground by his shoulders.
I'm not afraid of you, but you're going to be afraid of me.
Madness. Your inevitable fate has caused madness in your frail mind.
Kaladin used both hands to push the pursuer's right hand away. Kaladin kept his eyes locked onto the pursuer's.
I killed you, and I'll kill you now. Then every time you return for me, I'll kill you again.
I am immortal.
Doesn't matter. I've heard what people say about you. Your life isn't the blood in your veins, but the legend you live. Each death kills that legend a little more. Each time I defeat you, it will rip you apart. Until you're no longer known as the pursuer. You'll be known as the defeated. The creature who, no matter how hard he tries, can't ever beat me.
Kaladin reached down and activated Navani's device at his belt, then pressed the grip that dropped the weight. He was pulled out of the pursuer's grip, sliding across the floor of the atrium. He deactivated the device, then rolled to his feet, looking across the short distance at his enemy. Syl fell in beside him, glaring at the pursuer in a perfect mimic of Kaladin's posture. Then, together, they smiled as Kaladin pulled out his scalpel.